Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode.
There are three parts to the nervous system, not two. And you can think of it like a stoplight: green, yellow, red. Okay. And as you can imagine, green is where we want you to be, yellow and red, less and less. Okay. Green is called the ventrovagal system. And we'll give you a slide on this in a second so you can see it. Okay. And that's pro-social. When you're green, you're pro-social. You're like making stuff happen. You're connected. There's healing, growth, and restoration. You're playing. You're like getting collaboration. You're getting support, all the things that you need. That's what's happening when we're green. Yellow, or sympathetic, is fight or flight. Fight or flight. We know this one. Who knows fight or flight pretty good? Who feels like I know sympathetic? I can do anxiety, Mastin. I am really good at anxiety. I can do that shit really good, right? So that's fight or flight, yellow. And then below yellow is red, or what we call dorsal vagal, which is shut down, immobilized, invisible, okay? And there are phases in between. So if you have green and yellow together, that's like play, okay? Mobilization with safety. And if you have yellow and red together, where you have anxiety but you're not moving, that's more of a fawn response, where you're freezing, but you still have stress. So there's levels here, okay? And so it's important to understand that we have these different levels. Now, what determines what level we're in, green, yellow, or red? The hierarchy. What determines it? What's the main indicator of whether we're in ventral, sympathetic, or dorsal? What is it? Is it your star sign? Is it your rising sign? Is it what your, what is it? What do you think? Nervous system. So we got feel safe, response, edibles, maybe. Okay, events. Okay, the vagus nerve, nervous. Okay, no. Nope, 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 nope. Here's the answer, okay? Polyvagal theory. Ventral, sympathetic, dorsal, green, yellow, red. The state that you're in matters based on how much challenge you're experiencing. So if you want to be in green, ventral, you need to reduce challenge or be better able to handle it. So if you are in yellow, that's because there's more challenge than there was before in green. If you're in red, that's because there's more challenge than there was in yellow. Challenge. How much challenge you experience will determine what state you're in. Your state changes based on how much challenge you're in. That's why when we look at EMDR and all these different therapies out there, they're not taking into consideration the uncertain future and increasing levels of challenge. Who follows? Does this make sense? And by the way, if you're avoidant, who here identifies more as an avoidant or lone wolf? Let me see if I show hands. And the real avoidants and lone wolves are not raising their hands. Okay, I got you. Okay, either way, the best way for an avoidant to decrease the amount of challenge they're in is to join a group and get help. Okay, to get support. Getting support decreases challenge. Socializing, being connected decreases challenge as well. Doing it on your own increases challenge and puts you in yellow and red. Who follows? This makes sense? Okay. And then the third, so we have the neuroception, we have the hierarchy, and then we have co-regulation. The co-regulation piece, the safe connection, is so vital, okay? Because that's part of our how we were socialized. We have, you know, groups of people or tribes because it spreads out the challenge. There's so many things to do. Okay, you try to grow a business on your own through auto-regulation, doing it by yourself, you will burn out. You're burned out because you don't know how to get help. You're burned out because you're trying to do it all by yourself. Right? If you want to be in green, we need to learn how to not do it all by yourself. who falls. This makes sense? But Mastin, every person I've ever met has put me in yellow or red. New people. We need different people. We're not talking about people from your past. Okay? It's about a different type of person. Okay? And so what that means is that we have three parts of the nervous system. We can bring this slide up, I think. Can really show y'all. Okay? So we have green, yellow, red. All right? The parasympathetic ventral vagal system, that's our system of safety and connection. It's prosocial. It uses our prefrontal cortex. And when we're in a green ventral state, we're regulated, we're joyful. Who here wants to feel happiness, joy, love, passion, all the good feelings? Let me see by show of hands. Those are all ventral emotional states, okay? Green, okay? Yellow is mobilization. Fight or flight. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Let's make it happen. A lot of you, some people in the VIP lunch were like, okay, so this is what happened, and this is my relationship to what happened. Well, now what the thing I got to do? Let's go. Right? And that's that yellow part taking over. It's like, yo, let's like, let's slow it down. Okay? Let's slow your roll with that. Gotta go. Okay? The reason why you're not going slow is because you haven't learned what's good about it yet. Here's the deal. Abundance can find you when you go slow, believe it or not. Abundance on a higher level than you're used to can find you when you go slow. You just don't know that yet, or parts of you don't. Okay? Now, if we're in green, things are pro-social, we're good, life is good, okay? We get some challenge, all of a sudden we drop into sympathetic, we got to fight, we got to flee, we got to go, we got to crush it, we got to make it happen, right? And if it gets too hard, we go red and dorsal and we disappear. It's too hard. Who falls? Now, the pandemic put the entire world in red. And the mental health cost is just unmeasurable. Unmeasurable. Because being in red, immobilized, is the worst thing you can do to a mammal, especially if it's without safety. Immobilization without safety is trauma at the worst. Think about what we do to someone in jail. The worst thing we could do, solitary confinement. And we've all been in that for almost 3 years. That's why it's so hard, because it's hard. Who falls? This makes sense? Now, here's the problem. Who here sees this? Let's see, this way. Who here sees this slide and you're like, I want to be green. Green is for me, right? Who wants green? Let me see by show of hands, okay? And if we're honest, especially in the area where you're like at a one or a zero that we started with in today, who here feels like in that area of your life, you are red dorsal? Let me see by show of hands. All right, you want the good news or the bad news on that? Here's the deal. To go from red to green, you got to go through yellow. What does that mean? It means that if you go from being immobilized to prosocial, you probably got to get angry first. And some of you have to improve your relationship to anger or to frustration, or to things not being the way you want, right? Some of you are scared of yellow. That's because yellow without green is dangerous. And you probably had people growing up who were very yellow without safety, and that can be very scary. Who follows? Does this make sense? But what we want to do is we want to bring green to both. Because when we bring green to yellow, we bring safety to mobilization. That is play, that is fun, that's excitement. When we bring green to red and we're immobilized and safe, that's like spooning. You ever just see like a cat just like chilling, all quiet, and this looks so peaceful, or a dog? And you see those pictures on Instagram where they're just like, and they're so happy? When we see pictures of mammals who are safely immobilized, we go, oh. Because it's not natural for mammals to be still and safe up until recently, because we'd be eaten otherwise. Who follows? This makes sense? So what we want to do is realize that there's what happened to you, there's the response to what happened to you, you didn't know that that was happening necessarily, and the relationship between those two things is missing green. It's missing green. Who follows? We got to bring green to it. Now, if you look at like mental health diagnosis and disorders, basically the entire DSM-5, except for a couple medical diagnoses, are different categories of yellow or red. Basically, right? We have general anxiety disorder, that's a straight yellow. Bipolar, yellow, red, right? Dissociative identity, all of them, right? With a red focus, right? So what we have to realize is that there's a control panel called the vagus pathway where we can be green, yellow, or red, but we have to reduce the amount of challenge. And to do that, we can't be alone. Who follows? This makes sense?
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, would very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, would very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.